Chapter 2 The Wouldbegoods.
When we were sent down into the country to learn to be good, we felt it was rather good business, because we knew our being sent there was really only to get us out of the way for a little while, and we knew right enough that it wasn't a punishment, though Mrs. Blake said it was, because we had been punished thoroughly for taking the stuffed animals out and making a jungle on the lawn with them and the garden hose. And you cannot be punished twice for the same offence. This is the English law, at least I think so. And at any rate, no one would punish you three times, and we had had the Malacca cane and the solitary confinement. And the uncle had kindly explained to us all that all ill-feeling between him and us was wiped out entirely by the bread and water we had endured. And what with the bread and water, and being prisoners, and not being able to tame any mice in our prisons, I quite feel that we had suffered it up thoroughly, and now we could start fair. I think myself that descriptions of places are generally dull, but I have sometimes thought that this was because the authors do not tell you what you truly want to know. However, dull or not, here goes, because you won't understand anything unless I tell you what the place was like. The Moat House was the one we went to stay at. There has been a house there since Saxon times. It is a manor, and a manor goes on having a house on it, whatever happens. The Moat House was burnt down once or twice in ancient centuries, I don't remember which, but they always built a new one, and Cromwell's soldiers smashed it about, but it was patched up again. It is a very odd house. The front door opens straight into the dining room, and there are red curtains and a black and white marble floor like a chessboard, and there is a secret staircase, only it is not secret now, only rather rickety. It is not very big, but there is a watery moat all round it with a brick bridge that leads to the front door. Then, on the other side of the moat, there is the farm, with barns and oast houses and stables, or things like that. And the other way, the garden lawn.